Forever Dog.
I like having fun.
Yeah.
I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Yeah.
I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I like having fun.
You like to be out of here.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back.
Huh?
Welcome back to me and to you. Thank you for coming back. We're back in the year 2024. Can you believe it, Doug? It's the year 2024.
Sounds good,
like,
horny!
Sounds like science fiction to me. Sounds like a bit of science fiction. Sounds like a little Isaac Asimov. That sounds like something Isaac Asimov would have said. We're just... How are we in 2024? That sounds like some Isaac Asimov stuff. But we are back, and let me just say one thing. We got a lot to cover.
You should send a quick message to the people of 3024.
All right. Stand by. This is a quick message from Tim Heidecker to the... This is a quick message to the from Tim Heidecker to the people of the year 3024. This is 1,000 years in the future I'm recording this message. Let me do that at the end of the show, Doug, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to get... I feel like I'm getting off my train of thought already this morning. I want to address what you're looking at, what you're seeing, and then we're going to talk about what happened yesterday, and then we'll try to have fun today and take your Zooms. We have no guests.
We're going to have fun.
We are going to have fun. There is... Who's this an impression of? There is no try!
Yoga.
Could be yoga, or could be Ernie, or all those puppets. They all sound the same to me.
Similar sounds.
Similar voices.
How?
You want me to mix this up, Jim? You want to mix the voice? Nah, just do your usual puppet voice for that.
Do it. Do the Oz voice.
Hey, Oz, what are you thinking of for Yoda?
How about this?
Sure. It's so clearly a puppy.
Gives a
in
shit.
The first, like, three movies. You can see his fingers, like, through the rubber mask. And then all of a sudden, he's perfect CGI.
I wish he sounded like
that. That's the power of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He should have a real low voice.
Maybe he does.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe I'm only remembering him as Bert from Bert and
Ernie.
They
need to do his voiceover.
Oh, I'm in a swamp. I'm old. I'm green.
Rainbow Connection.
Tim, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to teach you to count.
Wait, you're not count. What is it? Count.
Count. No, the count.
The count.
The count.
No, you're Yoda. Remember, Frank? Remember, you're a Jedi in the swamp.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Take two.
I don't know. I'm looking at this Zoom. Nobody's laughing. What's the matter with you people? Some people are laughing.
Maybe their power went down.
Maybe they're offended. What was I saying? Oh, so just to address the mise en scène, as our film school attendees and graduates know, that's the set dressing, if you will, what you see. We had a big office hours studio overhaul that took place over the break. That was not finished in time, and I'm looking over to Captain Carlin. Who can maybe address that quickly with an apology or a statement or any kind of...
Not my fault.
Pass the buck.
Was
we put Vic in charge of the whole operation.
Right.
Where's your heart?
I forgot about it.
Where's your heart?
It doesn't
get
feels
hurt
weird
back.
On my head. It feels I have this a bizarre.
Don't deflect. Don't change the
yeah,
subject.
I know.
So we have. It's obviously it's in the process of happening. But never do. First of all, never do any kind of project.
Yeah.
Never do a renovation, never do add an addition, never do, redo
Matt
your
here.
Bathroom, anything like that. Just leave everything as it is. Doesn't matter.
Tim, I couldn't agree more. I just had some people trimming my tree.
Uh-huh.
I guess
yeah,
you
like
got to do
like
that
downstairs,
sometime.
Like your private?
Yeah.
This is Captain
Cleaning
Matt
up
here.
Those pubes?
Yeah, when people are at your house making that noise, it's just...
Sure.
Just yeah. Leave it.
But especially don't try to do it over the holidays, of course. There was all kinds of, like, people disappear. Yeah. And,
but you know what they say? If you want to do it right, do it yourself. That's you
Well,
know what I mean?
You guys did offer to just kind of do it, but it was decided to bring in somebody else.
It's a little above our pay grade. What we're ending up doing is going to be some good stuff.
Yeah, you'll see. It's going to be bad. It's going to be good. It's already better. It feels good in here.
It feels bigger. Ellen did a wonderful
job. We cleaned up these.
Is nice and clean.
Look at this. Wait till you see it next week, though. Holy moly.
So then I will just go quickly through. And so yesterday, we were all set to come in. And Matt said, hey, why don't you guys come in a little early, which was nice. We came down to the garage a little early. So that the guys could set up their stuff, and everybody's Wes is out here in the studio showing us the new lights and how everything's going to work, and we're all happy to see each other. I haven't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in very good spirits. Hand Habits arrives so they could get set up and hear some beautiful music, get that ready. And as we're standing in this room. Let's do a simulation
of
the West.
It was right when Matt walks in, though.
Well,
right?
Matt, yeah. So that's a good point. Matt Matt comes in, here? Proud as a peacock. He knows
Captain Matt here.
That we... Say that again.
Captain Matt here. Good morning. We're going to introduce you to our worm farm.
Okay, so that's Matt's other podcast that he's going to talk
I'm
about.
I'm going to go check that out.
He does a worm farm podcast.
As soon as he strides in, he comes on in so proud. Aren't you happy? Aren't you kidding? And then let's do a simulation. Power goes out. Now, I'll tell you, if you look at the weather in Glendale yesterday, a lot of whipping winds up through the canyons. But I'll tell you, we looked on the map, the power was down for a couple of hours, and it was just this little bubble. We don't want to show the map because that'll dox me. We don't want to do that. But it was just this little bubble, little red dot of where the power went out in Glendale, and it was right on top of us. So we kind of waited it out for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and said, let's just push this till today. So that's where we are. So that wasn't the worst thing that happened. Well, it was the worst thing, but I was going to start this off more linearly. In the morning, I went for a jog. I've been running every morning. Every morning I get up and go for a jog.
Do you go outside for it?
No, I just run around the kitchen.
He runs in here.
You run in place. You can do that.
No one runs in place.
They do. You ever see a treadmill?
People run in place.
Well, yeah, you can. I don't have a treadmill.
Oh, that's a treadmill.
You know I don't have a treadmill.
But you could, I mean, right here in place, you could do that. I don't know. It's cold out. What time do you go?
I go at like 7.
That's
7:50.
Early. It's cold.
It is cold, but I get my sweatshirt on. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, about 10 minutes into my run yesterday, I step on something, and it feels like I step on a bottle cap or something. That's the like a little metallic thing. I'm trying to work it off, and it's no pain. I just feel this thing. I stop running, and I look, and I got a nail in my shoe, Doug.
Ooh.
A dang nail. Just like this, like a guy like
a 9-inch nail?
No, thank God it wasn't. It wasn't piercing my skin.
Oh.
It was just there, though. It was right at the tip.
Ready to go in.
And so I'm stopped, and I'm trying to wedge this nail out, and I can't get it out. I can't get the nail out. All right?
Well, come on!
So luckily, my wife was about to take the kids to school. She came down, because I couldn't really walk with the shoe on with the nail in.
Oh.
I mean, I could, but it was like you could feel that point was ready to go. Ready to go in.
You couldn't pinch it out of there.
I tried.
Right.
I had to get home and use a tool.
So what'd you do? You run back on one foot?
I kind of hobbled back, and then Marilyn, my wife, picked me up and drove me back home. So that's how the day began. All right, Vic?
Yeah.
So we have this disaster.
I was thinking, I thought she picked you up and carried
That's what went
wrong. No, so then I had that happen to me. Then the power goes out. So I'm at home now with no power. My phone's sort of ready to die on me, and I got some work to do. So I said, well, I'm going to go to this diner that I love in Eagle Rock called... Cindy's. I love Cindy's.
That's the best. They filmed Justin Timberlake.
Trolls. And we filmed Check It Out there.
Yes, that's the very first. I was at that.
Wait, what do you mean? They filmed what there?
The animated film.
No, the music video. Justin Timberlake. They did not film that there.
But so I go. I'm like, all right. Well, you know what? I'm going to make the best out of this situation. I'm going to go down to Cindy's and have a little lunch and do some reading and some work. And I get to Cindy's, closed for construction.
Ugh, that's bullshit.
And I just felt like the universe was taking a big old dump on me.
I like food.
But today's a new day, and unfortunately,
where'd you go, or did you just give up?
Then I went to this other place called Taco Spot, which isn't as good.
I don't know that.
But I had a chili relleno.
Had to go to Guisado's.
The other thing is, Hand Habits was here, ready to go yesterday, and then they agreed to come in today. That was the agreement. And then last night they contacted Matt and said, out sick. Yeah. Out sick. Ironically, Vic has some Hand Habits he'd like to address. Right?
I can't. I have very hairy hands. Very hairy palms.
Oh. So that, but you know, in a way, and by the way, we had another guest that we were that I had on the line. I was about to come in yesterday, and they couldn't do it at the last minute. So I was, anyways, it's a blessing because it's a soft launch into 2024, isn't it, Matt? It's a soft
very
launch.
Soft, very soft.
We're just
soft.
Easing our way back in. And I just sometimes like a show that doesn't have all the razzle dazzle.
We always come in hot regardless.
I'm not saying we're not coming in hot. I'm just saying that it's nice to, I don't want to sit here and
pretend to be interested in some guests.
I want to hang out with my guys.
Locker room talk.
And the Zoomers. Let's take a Zoomer real quick. Then I have other promotional crap I want to talk about. But we have a lot of shit to show you. A lot of drops that have been probably filling up your inbox and dying to get out, right?
Here's iPhone 7. He's a regular.
I don't have too many of these.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Pretend. Pretend.
I've got a lot of recycling.
I mean, I have thousands of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, I have too many of them.
iPhone 7.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Hello. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, last day for Happy New Year talk, all right? It's the it's the 12th already. I'm going to try to say Happy New Year until July 4th.
Yeah, you go for the first half of the year. 6 months in.
I thought it was the first time that you see someone since the New Year.
Well, yeah, but what if I don't see somebody until July 3rd?
Happy New Year.
How can we help you today? Do you have something for me?
Yeah, kind of in the trend of the New Year stuff. You know how fire departments will release like a calendar with everyone has their shirts off? Mm-hmm. Could we get something like that for office hours? I don't think I've ever seen Tim with a shirt off.
You have never seen? Have you ever seen any of my work?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Have you ever seen Number One Hansi Man?
Oh my God, that's the best. Yeah. You can see it all.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. No.
What about full nude?
Yes. We won't do shirtless, but we will do full nude.
Okay, thank you.
You can make your own. Why don't you use AI and make a fully nude office hours calendar? Boy, the AI is getting out of hand, right? We got that George Carlin thing. We got to get to the bottom of that. That George Carlin thing.
I didn't check it out. I had too much going on. Is it good?
I didn't really watch it too much. Did you? Doug sent that. The AI George Carlin stand-up special.
It's interesting because I don't know if the AI wrote the jokes, but there's jokes in there.
There's
and they are kind of like his style of jokes.
Well, that's the thing with AI is that you can give it so much of his. He's got so much material available to ingest, and there is a pattern and kind of a tone to it that you can replicate.
That was the whole thing. It's AI jokes, and then someone had to do an impression of him. Voice, because it's still apparently illegal to like put something out with someone.
Oh, so that was a real voice,
not the script. No, it's
no the voice itself is a real person.
No, that's AI also.
Oh, so they
loaded
made their own
an impression
AI.
Into an AI.
That's insane.
Oh wow! Okay.
Like to give it a sample. Like we've used this. You just need, I think, like 5 minutes of whatever dialogue, and then it can generate AI. So someone did a 5 minute impression.
Right.
And then it generated the whole special.
But this is Will Sasso doing this, right? I was saying he has something to do with it. I want to call out to Will. I don't know Will Sasso, but I'd like to get him on the show, Matt, if you could put him on my to-do list.
Dream guest on my list.
Yeah. So we could talk. We could pretty much just talk Stooges
me.
The
he
whole way.
He follows me. Yeah, we could just talk about the Stooges. I'll write him out.
All right. A couple of just some business here I want to talk about. Of course, On Cinema is back on the High Network. A lot of love for that happening right now. It's the, what'd you say?
It's the best. Yeah.
Are you watching?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's very good. And Joey P. Fucking Joey P.
Did you check out the podcast yet?
No, I didn't check out.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's one of the funniest things I think we've ever done. People, if you're not signed up, go fuck yourself. because I don't want to give too much away, but
go fuck yourself.
There's a podcast version of the show that comes out, and it's like 90% ads. The ads are like, and they're blaring. It's so dumb. It's like twice as long as the real show, and it's just ad.
Fake ads?
No, they're real ads.
You pulled them from other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's very funny.
I was going to say congrats on the ad.
No, there's no money. Like, please, believe me, we're not generating any income from the joke.
No.
Probably, you know, illegal what we're doing. I don't know. Also, today on sale in the fall, the Very Good Band is back on the road with this time opening. Look at this, Vic. What a fall from grace. Last summer, I'm fucking headlining. Now I'm back. Back to my roots. No, it's not that at all. It's a fun little summer jaunt on the East Coast, playing these big old, what do you call them, Matt? Sheds?
Yeah, the outdoor sheds.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
With Wackahatchee?
She's got to bring you up for some songs. Though, right?
Maybe I'll come up and do Baba O'Reilly.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you did that with her. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I should just say this. This is a Very Good Band sans Victor Berger.
That's right. I'm not in this.
Why?
I'm just getting too old.
No.
No, I couldn't. There's something going on at that week. I don't remember. Oh,
it's the first week of school, and I don't care about that myself. Yeah. For my children.
Wait, what school are you going to?
Vic's going back to high school.
Going to go back to,
Rodney Dangerfield style.
Back to school too.
But I'm kind of looking forward to doing like a four-piece, sort of like a Crazy Horse arrangement. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a grittier set. You don't need all those keyboards, believe me. It's nothing but clutter.
That's right.
Well, Matt broke his keyboard anyway.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I can't play. This is why I'm not.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And finally, just a friendly reminder that Tim Fest is coming. Now it's sold out, of course. Sold out really unbelievably.
Another cooker
show? Days. I mean, it did sell out in number of hours if you consider multiple days hours, which I do. Uh-huh. I'd say it completely sold out in 72 hours, which is a big deal.
Hello, baby.
But you can go to, I just want to remind people because sometimes maybe, I don't know, you buy something and then you forget about it. I always worry about that. You forget about it. You know what I mean?
A lot of
people, you can upgrade still.
Yeah, like you go to a sold out show and there's a lot of empty seats. I think that's a common thing that happens.
Oh, I bought tickets, but I don't feel like going no more because I had diarrhea. No.
Or you go, you buy the Thursday show or whatever, and then
Thursday
show. Then they release a Friday show. Uh-huh. You know, not you specifically, but then that's the big night.
If you have tickets, you can upgrade to the VIP, which is going to be You can go to the Saturday show, which is going to be the office hours matinee early show.
And you
show.
Get to sit in our chairs and do our drops for us. That's the VIP. No.
So there's some left. Obviously, you know, I had to break it to you boys, but the On Cinema VIP, much bigger seller.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm offering a special VIP for one person that can sit here and watch me do what I do.
That's great. $1,000. I'll take a cut of that. So, yes, all that. I think if you want to upgrade, you can do that. Matt, do you see this in the document? There's a link in there. We can put that up somewhere.
Oh,
see
look
that?
At that? We'll put it in. Yeah.
All right. That's all business. That's all the business I have today. Let's get to the big news, the breaking news. Big story last night. Podcaster, live streamer Tim Pool suffered a case of, we believe, diarrhea or vomiting or a little bit of both live last night on his Timcast broadcast while he was talking to Donald Trump Jr. Let's take a look and see what happened, and we can discuss what we think might have happened here.
Just learning lessons
since
the last time.
Before the question, I'm going to do something I've never done on the show before. I'm going to leave. I'm actually feeling really, really sick, but we've got some awesome friends. I don't know if Phil or Josie or somebody wants to jump in and take my seat.
Why don't you guys both come up for a minute?
I'm feeling real sick.
I'm
really
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, back this up. Look at Ian.
Ian's having a
Ian freaks, like, the choice Ian makes here. Ian is Tim's little toady here. Watch this.
Or Josie or somebody wants to jump in and take my seat.
Why don't you guys both come up for a minute?
I'm feeling real sick.
I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Why is Ian going to the bathroom?
He doesn't want to be alone with DJ.
And Don Jr. looks scared too.
Yeah, and so Don actually is kind of, I think he's fairly pleasant here, but take a look.
I got the drink because I'm like, I just got punched in the gut.
Hey, Phil, you want to sit in for like 10 minutes or so? I'm going to go to the bathroom and listen to you guys, and then I'll come back.
What? Listen to what?
You're the one supposed to stay.
Yeah.
Ian, how about not making this about you?
Go.
Hey? Absolutely.
Yeah, like, what is he going to hold his hand while Tim goes?
Just leave. Oh, yeah, maybe that's part of the deal. It's like, if I go to the bathroom, you come with me.
I'm too scared to have diarrhea alone. All right, so then keep going.
But they show more transparency. I'm like,
I hope I didn't piss you off so bad. Did I disgust you to the point where
I'm enjoying it. I'm actually, I resisted for the past 15 minutes.
Look at him clenching his asshole.
I can't.
Try to lay down. I'll feel better. Yeah, definitely go take care of yourself.
Now watch this. If you could back this up.
Getting into in about-
Now, can we have an explosion on this walkout, please?
Sure.
Let's get the walkout lined up. Let's see what this is. Real audio.
Yeah, maybe Ian is his wiper.
Just try to lay down. Try to feel better. Yeah, definitely go take care of yourself. We still have super chats that we're going to be getting into in about 13 minutes.
Oh, you missed.
Oh,
it. You
missed. Oh, that was a walkout. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good. Let's try it again.
He walks past.
Sorry.
Minutes or so. I'm going to go to the bathroom and listen to you guys, and then I'll come back up later in the show.
Why are you?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But initially, full transparency, I'm like,
I hope I didn't piss you off so bad. Did I disgust you to the point where...
I'm enjoying it. I'm actually, I resisted for the past 15, 20 minutes. Like, I went up to go to the bathroom. I came back. I'm like, I can't.
Try to lay down. Try to feel better. Yeah, definitely go take care of yourself. We still have super chats that we're going to be getting into in about 13 minutes. But to kind of continue.
So not worth the time.
It was not worth it.
No. Well, I want to know. I mean, so that happened last night. I don't have an update. Do we have an update from Tim on his condition, if the diarrhea has solidified or if he's, what's happening? But I kind of want to know what's going on there because.
Thank you for standing up to the bullshit.
What a lot of people are saying is. That he's been on these hair growth pills.
The hair growth, yes.
And if you overdo it, if you push it, because that's a gradual thing, you got to leave lots of time for that to sink in. But I don't know. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but there's a chance that what's happening here is Tim is overdoing it with, what is it, Roman?
Too fast, too much.
What are the Rogaine, these different supplements and pills you can take. If you do too much of that, it's going to be very hard on your stomach and you will get diarrhea.
The Rogaine stuff is not
I have good. A different theory. I think Don Jr., probably before the show, he probably brought in some of his Colombian real estate powder.
Oh.
You know, and that's strong stuff. And if you don't have the tolerance, Daddy. Like
yeah,
he's got.
Yeah, true. I don't think Tim's a user. I mean, I don't really know, of course, but it doesn't seem like he's a heavy user.
When in Rome, you know, if Don Jr. comes with his with his, you know, goods. He's
and that will give you the runs.
Take, yeah.
They, you know, they cut it with baby laxative a lot to fill it out, too.
That could be. All right, well, we wish Tim nothing but unpleasant bathroom experiences. Why? Why am I petty about this? He called me a pedophile. He called me a groomer not too many months ago. So nothing but ill will towards him. And I hope his stomach pains continue through the weekend. All right. Anything else?
Creepy, creepy, creepy shit.
Let's find out the latest.
Looking at you.
And it's funny.
What's that?
Here's Tim. Here he is.
I don't see. Oh, hi.
A dainty little snowflake.
Let's take the, let's get into the city of the day.
You can have fun.
The wire.
Whoopsie.
Whoops.
City of the day. City of the year. How about that? Let's do the.
Let's get it out of the way.
Let's just do the city of the year.
Let's do like 48 of them right in a row.
All right. The city of the day is sponsored by Ridley's Cot. Ridley's Cot. Do you have a hard time sleeping because your partner keeps encroaching into your space and hogging the bed? Good news! Now you can keep that snuggling partner away with Ridley's Cot, the ultimate sleep solution designed by acclaimed director Ridley Scott.
Right.
If your partner gets too close, simply press a button and the conveyor belt system will roll your partner back onto their side of the bed. This luxury cot even has blanket straps so your greedy spouse can't monopolize the covers too. And don't worry, the patented edge sensing technology will prevent anyone from being rolled off the side. But if things get really bad, you can put the cot into Punish Plus and send your partner off the edge and onto the floor where they might learn their lesson. Great news for Office Hours listeners. Use the code I can't take it anymore at checkout and unlock Director Mode, where Ridley Scott himself will direct your dreams via the built-in monitor. So, get some sleep for once with Ridley's Cot. Now check out this wonderful jingle. Yay!
Ridley's Cot, it will roll my wife away so I can sleep.
All right, thank you very much. First ad of the year. It was a very strong one, I suppose.
I love to murder birds for no fucking reason.
Matt, who is the city of the day?
Clark, you're on.
Clark Kent. That's
Clark Gable, you got it.
Clark Kent, Clark Gable. Where are you calling from, Mike?
Kitty Williams.
Huh?
I'm coming from. I'm Clark Big Kitty Williams, and I'm coming to you from Le Mas d'Azil.
Le Mas d'Azil. Where's
big,
that?
Big Kitty?
What's his Le Mas d'Azil.
Where's in that?
France, he's saying.
In France.
In France. Oh, that's pretty cool. But you're an American?
That's right. I'm an American, but I'm in France.
An American in Paris, Vic.
I get it.
Or in Mas d'Azil, you know, but...
Okay, what brings you over to to France?
I'm just here kind of searching for old lost Beatles recordings.
As you do. Anything coming up?
You really found one?
I found one that has not been released. You know, they had the Now and Then came out recently, but...
Now and Then. Here's Ringo in the booth. Ready? Wait, hold on. Let me get my headphones on. Now and then.
And then he does peace signs.
Now and then. Now, what's the recording you found? This is big news. This could be a big breaking news in the Beatle community.
Yeah, I think
it's stop. Was it?
It's important. And it's, you know, it's a white album. It was you know, the story of revolution, they made like three revolutions, the fast one and the slow one, and then the sound collage.
Uh-huh.
And they really loved the sound collage a lot, and they actually made another one. It's revolution number two. And can I play it for you?
Oh, yeah, that always works well when people play stuff over Zoom. Let's try it.
I can imagine what it's going to be.
Let's see. I debuted this already on my TV show, but.
Oh, your TV show. What are you, Conan O'Brien? He doesn't even have a TV show. What are you, Gary Marshall? All right, why don't you do this? Why don't you send it to us and we'll play it some other time? Because we can't hear shit.
Oh, you can't? Well, that's all it is, pretty much, is shit.
All right, let's go to Maya, Matt. You see Maya? She's got her hand raised. She looks excited to talk to us. Happy birthday, my friend.
I know who this is. Yeah.
Who's that?
Maya calls us every year for New Year's, right?
No. That's the person that calls me for my birthday?
Yes, it is.
It is. Yes, I knew it.
Sorry.
It's nice to see you again. So we're a little early with you.
What?
We're a little early with you because you would be calling in the beginning of February, correct?
Yes.
How's everything going? Yes. It's been about a year since we've spoken.
It's going pretty good.
Looks like you got a lot of musical equipment. Is this something you're pursuing at the moment?
I don't know.
When was the last time you've been excited about something?
I don't know.
What'd you get for Christmas?
What?
What'd you get for Christmas?
Clothes.
What'd you do for New Year's?
I spent the night at my friend's house.
Ayo. No, not friends anymore. More than friends.
Nice boy.
What else is going on?
Are you thinking of something to call in about for Tim's birthday?
No.
You sing him, can you sing him a song?
What are you doing for Groundhog's Day? That's coming up.
I don't know.
Are you working these days or in school? Just let me handle this. Okay, I got this.
Get the question.
I have questions now.
I know.
I go to school.
Right. No, is this a higher learning or what grade are you in? What?
I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade, okay. Oh. Okay. So why aren't you at school right now?
Because I don't have school on Fridays.
Wow, was it a 4-day week?
No, it's a 3-day week.
What school is this?
What? I want to go.
Are you home?
This is a public school?
Are you in school now?
It's a home school.
Oh, that's not real school, I have to tell you. I hate to break the news to you. That's not real school. That's pretend.
Oh, okay.
I mean, are you able to stick some gum under your mom's desk? I mean, are you able to take a straw and put some paper in there and blow it at your mom so it sticks in her hair?
Oh,
yeah,
oh, you are. Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to think if I have anything else. Doug?
Have you ever, do you smoke in the boys' room or? No.
No. Okay.
Do you play in a sports team?
No.
Are you in the band?
Oh.
Oh, you got like a Partridge Family thing going on?
What do you play, the flute?
No, I play the piano.
Oh. Well, not a marching band then, because I can't imagine a marching band with a piano.
Edgar Winter could do it.
Well, who the hell's that?
Wait, who is that? Is that the teacher?
That's my brother.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stay away from that guy. What is he, repairing VR headsets?
Is he a tambourine repairman?
he's got his Oculus repair shop going on. Wait, you think it's a tambourine?
Our monitor, Vic and I can kind of
see. I think what see. I think it's
a
headset.
We don't have a great view of this. But.
What is
it? No, that's a VR headset.
That's right.
Oh, I thought tambourine headset. For a sec, you know. Oh, he's an Say Oculus something. Repairman.
Hey, if he puts that thing on, he's going to look like that guy from Star Wars that wears the thing on his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
that
guy's name?
General Barber. It needs to tilt up a little. There we go. Maybe something.
All right. Well, listen, I want to let you guys get back to whatever the hell it is you're doing.
Wait. Did you have a question for Tim?
I wanted to ask a question.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, that's what the whole format of the show is all about.
So I have a weird YouTube channel, and I wanted to ask.
I bet you do.
And I wanted to ask if y'all could come up with a video idea for me.
Okay. What's the name of the channel?
It's called Wag Study, but I wouldn't watch it if I were you because it's really weird.
Well, I would love wag, that. I don't
did
have
you
any
say wag steady.
Wait, should I tell them our YouTube channel?
Sure.
Okay, our YouTube channel is a Woo Woo Kin.
There's a lot of options here.
A Woo Woo Kin. How do you spell yeah. that?
Well, give me a little bit of some kind of
yeah anything. What kind of video
boundaries
have you done
here?
Before?
Like what kind of video? What genre of video style are you looking for? Like I don't operate in a creative weird. Space where I'm just randomly throwing ideas out.
Weird.
Weird is good. Weird is good though.
Well, we got. I'll tell you something. We have a really really strong break video coming up in at the top ready. Of the hour that you're gonna love. But let's think, Vic. Weird video for
yeah, what,
Layla.
Can I think?
Yes, of course.
Well, how do you? Like,
well, how about an unboxing video?
Easy, like, easy. See what happens now? Yeah, everyone starts talking at the same time.
I know.
All right.
That's got a good idea, though.
Oh, yes, an unboxing video, but inside is just loose.
Slime.
loose shampoo.
Or a hand, a human hand, I think.
Yeah, unboxing, and then there's a human hand.
And there's something gory in it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Here's our.
And then you cook it up and eat it.
Our idea is some kind of funny, weird unboxing video. Go for it. We'll be the first to premiere it.
Make
okay?
it real disgusting at one point.
How about it's an unboxing video of a new Nintendo Switch, but
I
then
like that.
Inside it's not. It's a Switch, but it's a light Switch.
Ooh, that's a Switch
covered in boogers.
It's very surreal. All right.
Okay,
well, listen,
she kind of smiled.
Layla, love when you call in. Love seeing you. I wish you all the best. Tell us again where you're calling from. I always like to know where people are geographically.
Texas.
Texas.
Of course.
Do you need help? Is this like a...
Yeah, are you...
Is this like a...
That guy's not holding you hostage, is he?
Why do you have to get his permission to answer a question?
Yeah, do you know what state you're in? Or did you have to ask your brother?
I don't know.
Can you ask him if you have permission to speak?
No.
Okay, blink once if you want us to call the cops.
Sir, are you in the armed forces?
He can't hear you.
I failed Marine Corps boot camp.
Huh?
I went to Marine Corps boot camp, but I got medically discharged.
All right.
That's
very good.
That's a fair way out.
All the best.
Who else we got on the line?
He's like the guy from
Night Court.
No. From Full Metal Jacket.
Oh,
I was in the Marine Corps until I got medically discharged.
Is he still there? Bring him back.
All the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, his eyes.
All right, thank you.
Oh, no.
Listen, I'll talk to you on my birthday, okay, Layla?
Hey, my name is Maya.
Maya, sorry. I don't know why I got Eric Clapton on the brain. Thank you, Maya.
Bye, Maya.
Bye. Oh, I love those kind of calls more than anything. Terrific stuff. I hope people aren't, too many Zoomers. That is gold right there, folks. Get used to it. Hey, let's take another call. What the hell?
Chicken on the hotline?
Yeah.
Someone has some news. Justin, you got some news for us on the Hothead Hotline. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
You're looking at it.
Right on.
He's hearing it on the hotline. He's not.
It's true. It's an expression, man.
Well, I'm happy to talk to you guys. I wasn't able to get calling in the show much later in last year.
All right, well, we don't need the A&E biography here.
All righty then. All right.
What do you got?
What do I got? Well, I sincerely, you were a big part of my year last year. Brought me a lot of joy.
Thank you.
So, yeah, well, thank you as well. And I wanted to share with the world. I finally got a good job.
Yay!
I just got a new job, and I'm happy about it.
What is it? Will you share?
I'm a postman.
There we go.
I dream about
that. That is my dream job.
I would love to be a postman.
Now we got two postmen listening.
Vic, why don't we start our own postal service?
This is the third.
We have two regulars who are postmen, yeah.
Walking around in those shorts.
I want to wear those shorts. I want to get real fit walking around, you know, in the sunshine. I'll have a big tan.
Well, sometimes there you go.
Put
drive
that, I'm going to put look through my thing. I go, oh, here we go. This one goes here.
I think I would be really good because I always get the wrong mail. People give me the wrong mail all the time. I think I would put it in the right.
Hey, caller, do you have a a male truck that you drive around?
Or a female truck?
Yeah, I will have a truck. I'm kind of just starting, so I think I'll be like kind of tagging along for a little while. But yeah, I'll be driving a truck.
How hard is it to get one of those jobs? It feels like it's a hard job to get, but once you got it, you're kind of good for life. It's like a nice government job with a pension and benefits and everything.
I didn't even have an interview, actually. It was kind of weird. I had to answer their emails a lot and like kind of keep up with that. I felt like I had to fill out the same form over and over again and did some sort of just some other little tests like that. But I didn't actually meet anyone in person until I went in for my fingerprints. Wow. I thought that was weird.
It was a civil service exam kind of thing? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Stuff like I had to make sure I was like in the civil service or like signed up, you know, and which I was.
Well, I love my postman. I love the U.S. mail. People always growing up, there was always that sort of prejudice against the post office that it was a. You know what I mean? Remember that? Yeah. It was always like, nothing worse than the post. The post office does a great job.
Right.
I don't know.
They don't have to make a profit, you know? It's just like.
And just get the mail out. Now, of course, you don't need as much of it anymore because everything's online. Bills are online. I still get a couple of bills through the mail.
Oh, that's going to give me some hate mail.
But we love our post office and we love our postal workers.
What about our pre-office?
You got to get a car with the.
You got to get on the right side. I know
those are the coolest.
I have one.
You know you do. You do.
Yeah.
What?
Doug's van. My van is a right-hand.
That's I guess I never really noticed that.
So we have a lot of clips and stuff to talk about. What do we want to talk about? What do you think, Matt? What are you craving on our list?
The caller's still there. Do you have anything else to say? Caller?
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations. Let's hear it.
Could I tell my
love you guys.
Love you too.
Over the break,
be safe out there.
I
careful of those dogs.
I had to pull into the post office to drop off a letter, and I made a left. I've never been to this post office before, and they only have like two or three parking spaces.
Okay.
So I ended up accidentally going in the wrong way, and this other guy comes in the other way. So we meet like this, and he starts screaming at me.
Oh no!
Like bloody murder! Like, and I go. I'm sorry. And then, that defused him, and then I was able to get out and get away. But then I found a spot, and then I was right behind him in line. It was the most awkward.
Line?
Yeah, he pretended I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
I'm sorry.
That's
it was my
scary.
Fault.
When you like, yeah, when you've
but you
if
know.
You go for somebody and then you end up being in the same space with them again,
yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've ever had that happen to me. I'm trying to think.
That's very awkward, but it was fine though. Like I didn't.
Are you ever like get into a little altercation driving and then all of a sudden you're at the next light and they're next to you and you're like,
yeah, well that's
you're just like not looking.
Well,
you're just looking straight ahead.
At my job when I worked in Jersey, I lived in PA, and I had a decent drive from PA to Jersey. And on the way home, every day was the same goddamn guy. And this Honda, I could see him coming from back, and he'd be right on my ass. And then we would battle it out. I was like out of my mind, like you motherfucker. And then we would just every day. And then eventually, I would get off the exit, and he would just go up more. It's fucked.
Wow,
I had quite the anger. Yeah, but I felt like I knew him. You know what I mean? His face coming.
We have a lot to get to, but I do want to, because we don't get a chance to talk to people a lot, but Lucia has got her hand raised up. Is that
a
right?
What?
Lucia?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I had a quick on cinema question. I love the new season a lot.
Okay, I'm very wary of answering too much, but we'll see what happens. Go for it. Be very careful.
I just wanted to ask about the music selection.
It's a knockout.
I love the new theme, the like DMX type hip hop track.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I just wanted to ask, what's the process? I don't know how much is like stock music, how much is composed for the thing. The classic sort of theme, like with like the weird synth brass, makes me laugh every time.
The original theme?
Yeah.
That's probably,
I think that's stock. APM stock.
APM. There's a site called APM. I don't know how many people are familiar with that.
It was the best.
Yeah. There's like a library of thousands and thousands of songs that are, you know, you pay a licensing fee for the whole site and then you can use all those songs.
But they have stuff that goes back the 60s and 70s and like yeah. in the 20s, like library collections.
So I'm pretty sure, I'm positive Knockout, the new theme, is just a library song that I think Eric Natornacola found. And of course, all the Deckard stuff is written and recorded and produced internally. Those are not library things. But yeah, theme songs and like beds and stuff. A lot of it's library stuff.
I did the Deckard.
Yes, you did. You did the Empty Bottle 2.0 remix.
The DKR, well, no,
I also did the one that was with the rap. With
That's the one we're talking about, right?
There's no, two? that was DKR. Probably
there's D4.
Well, I did one that was like a dance remix a while ago.
I know you're talking
about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, then there was the one with that, like, it sounded like...
Oh. The nu metal one.
Right.
We know. We did it all. But you did it all.
The music festival one is the one Doug did.
What the hell was that?
Well, I don't know. Well, I liked it. What was that? Was that
the stock music is wonderfully chosen. It makes me laugh. It's Thank very, you. Very good.
I appreciate it. It makes me laugh, too. And we all love the show. I love the show. It's my favorite show. And I have to watch it like 19 times because of the damn cuts that come in. And, oh, you missed something. And this is, can we make this longer? Can we cut away from, you know, I got to watch it a million times. I never get tired of it. Oh, I should say just quickly, I know there was a little confusion about this the end of last year. Because of the strike and the delay, we didn't get a season out technically at the end. We ended up getting it out, I have to tell you this, like January 3rd, mm-hmm. which is pretty damn close to 2023. But out of our gracious big hearts, we said, we'll extend the, if you're an annual subscriber, we'll extend your subscription 3 months. And that seemed like an obvious and easy thing to do. Of course, it's not. Of course, it's a complete fucking mess. And it was like, I could show you 900 emails about what? That idea, about the problems with it, about the fucking designing the website to accommodate the situation. Like, it was a nightmare all over the holidays. No. Fucking New Year's Eve getting texts about it. Like, so this isn't working, folks, from people on the website. Anyways, I just want to let everybody know we're working on it. It's going to be fine. No one's going to get double charged. The spirit of it is we're giving an extra 3 months because of the delays. But we hear the few, and most people are just like, I don't give a shit. I'm just happy that it exists. Well,
that's the thing with like Patreon. I see it as like just supporting the artists.
Thank you, Vic.
You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Next question.
Not what you can get out of it. That's my thing.
Yeah, I mean... The truth is that the 3 month extension amounts to like a $13 differential or something. So it's like, but anyways, we're all working as best we can. It's a very independent operation. We do our best, right, Matt? Is there anything more you can do?
We can only do our best.
The pounding.
But thank you for the question, the interest. The season is going to go into very, very, very. How should I say this? Lots coming. There's a lot coming.
Just
laying down the pipes.
Say laying down the pipes?
Laying pipe.
Laying the foundation. All right. Thanks for the question and the interest. Let's see here.
You want to do Doug's game?
Oh. No, I want to do Doug's game after the break.
After the break. Okay.
Should I talk about family ties?
Not right now. You need longer for that, don't you?
I mean, it's going to be more than 12 minutes.
I hope not.
I hope that'd be a lot.
It's a two episode.
I'll just quickly do this because I don't know. You guys can maybe if it spills into the next hour, so be it. That means it's working.
Part one, first half. Yeah. Part two.
No, very quickly. I was staying at an Airbnb over the break, and it had a TV in there. It had Pluto on. You know this Pluto? I love Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto's a great app. And they had I didn't even choose this, huh?
And a great dog.
Great Pluto. Dog from the Disney lore, the Disney universe.
Just heads up before we get too deep into this. The file Vic sent is so small.
Oh.
It's going to be extremely fuzzy.
All right. I was just getting yelled at for sending too much. I can,
well,
I can
hold on. That's what's
Matt,
the worst.
Listen,
about.
I even have
so
a backup.
So take a look before you want to, if you want to get into it.
I even have a backup.
I don't even have to, we don't have to watch a lot of this. But the point is, I was, the TV was on. Marilyn was not feeling well at this Airbnb, so she was lying in bed and just had this channel on, and it was Pluto, and it was the Family Ties channel. Now, if you're younger than me, if you're probably younger than Vic, you might even not know about family ties, but it was a program starring Michael J. Fox as this young Republican with a liberal family, a real, what would you call that kind of premise, Doug? Kind of a odd couple. That's what we'd call it.
Very odd couple.
Very much an odd couple premise. But I grew up watching it, probably watched it all the fucking time. But so I was getting ready for bed, and I was like, oh, this is kind of a nice thing to zone out on, little family ties. So we just had it on, and this episode starts, and it was so bizarre. Starts with this funeral. Anyways, we find out that Alex and the Klan, not the Ku Klux Klan, the family.
Wait. You know who's singing that? Who's the singer?
Rod Stewart.
No, Johnny Mathis.
Really?
Yeah, and Denise Williams.
Okay. I love this. Michael Gross, by the way, is a very nice man. He was in Billion Dollar Movie and awesome show. Good guy.
Wait, doesn't... Who did you say sing the song? It was the guy from...
It doesn't matter! Johnny Mathis.
No, it's the guy from Napple.
From Napple?
The dad that died from...
Growing Pains.
Alec...
Alan Thicke.
And,
it's not that.
I think Thicke wrote it.
No. I think you're right. I bet he did. I bet he wrote that.
When I'm right, I gotta say I'm right.
Alan Thicke wrote a lot of songs. Back to your story. A lot of theme songs. We'll look it up.
Can I continue? So this episode starts, by the way, it's like towards the end of the run because they've got this, you know, on these shows and they add new characters, they added some new son.
Remember Boner? Little kid.
This little kid. Yeah, that kid. What is his name? Brian Bonzal. Imagine you're a fan of the show and then like new season. Hey, the new season of Family Ties is coming out next week.
Bonzal
dropped in. We got a new boy. I got a new boy to give a shit about. Where did that boy come from?
We should look at him up today, see if he's still around.
Because it's not like in real time they had a baby. I don't know what's the Bonzal?
How did these parents, right?
Well, yeah.
Inherit it? Like,
because this was like adoption season, right?
No, that's some kid from a swingers party they were at 5 years ago. And then
shows up at their door. It's like
door.
Popeye. Like the baby in the basket.
Oh, he's got neck tattoos today. So.
Oh, really?
Really?
Bonzal? Let's see Bonzal now.
Yeah, he's up.
Pull him up.
Anyway, so Bonzal and Tina. She's great, by the way, Tina.
Yeah, I like her.
Tina Weymouth. That's just Tina Weymouth from the Talking Heads. Tina Yothers.
Yeah.
They're staying back because they're not going to bring Bonzal to the funeral. We find out that Alex and the family are attending a funeral. And the funeral is for Alex's close buddy from college, I guess. He's in college now.
His not
best,
Boner.
Best friend.
Not Boner.
Closest
friend. Boner is from Growing Pains. Growing Pains.
Oh, okay, I'm getting those shows mixed up.
You're thinking of Skippy.
Skippy, all right. But Skippy didn't croak, did he?
Best friend.
No.
Okay. And this guy, like, he's, you know, he gives a eulogy at the funeral and everything, but you've never seen him before.
He doesn't exist in the show.
No, he doesn't exist at all. You've never heard
of
him.
So the family comes in. Keep kind of scrolling through this. The family comes in from the funeral, and, you know, the family, the mom and dad and Mallory are touched by the whole thing, and they're moved by it. Alex comes in and he's like on drugs. He's like on cocaine because he's like, that was a great funeral. Wow. Like he's in full denial. He's in full denial because he's experiencing like a deep trauma.
Yeah.
Deep trauma and grief.
What else can you say? People are in shock.
But I love that this, I'm watching this. I'm like, this is a play. This is like a death of a salesman situation.
But does he say why he's in such a deep shock?
Well, then we find out. So he's like, I'm fine. And the mom is so creepy. She goes, "What? You need to rest. You need to lie down. Like, you know when people tell you need to rest?
Yeah. Let me just get out of my hair.
You got to lie down like you're manic. He's fully manic here. People are laughing so hard.
People showed up. I like that.
There's always a guy in those old 80s sitcoms audience who goes, you know that laugh?
So he can hear himself later. He can spot himself. You know?
There's always a guy that goes, like, what do you? And you imagine laughing out loud at any of this? Like, I don't have a big problem with it, but it's like, let's get to a laugh point and see if you would laugh out loud at the moment. Let's see.
What do I say? No way, Greg. I'm busy now. And why? Because I didn't want to be bothered. Because I'm selfish.
Oh, this
do you
is,
believe that selfishness?
Now, this is when a pin drop you could be heard in this studio, because now things are getting...
I knew it would come
like, the poor audience is like, oh, shit, we missed it.
Greg,
go back, please.
I'm busy now. And why? Because I didn't want to be bothered. Because I'm selfish. Do you believe that selfishness saved my life? I knew it would come in handy.
So... that's a thing where, you know, if you know the character well enough, that's like a running gag, you know, because he's a kind of known as he's like a Reagan Republican, you know, it's no empathy. So anyway, it's so serious, and you can feel the audience is like shuffling in their seats in that studio, you know, they're like,
how are we getting out of this?
Uncomfortable.
Like, we wanted to laugh today.
Yeah, and then it gets really weird because people leave to go change out of their funeral attire, leaving Michael, Alex in the kitchen alone. And now this is, you don't see this a lot in the world of sitcoms. No. We get a ghost!
No.
We get the ghost of his pal. Watch this.
Come on, Alex, you promised. I have to help my brother move a piano.
No way, Greg. I'm fridge. Busy.
Okay? It's a short drive, 15 minutes out of your life.
No, Gregor, no. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going. Now, you are 1 hour and 47 minutes late, and I have a schedule to keep.
I mean, this is heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. This is Ibsen. This is heavy theater now we're into. And then he's like hugging the guy. There's a moment where he hugs him, and dad comes in. So you think this is weird now. Wait till you see what happens.
Get the hug going here.
Huh?
Show the hug.
Yeah, we got to get to the hug.
They could have put a sheet. Oh, they should have put a sheet on that actor.
He's flipping out. Yeah. Like, he's having a... hey, get back here!
And there's... yeah.
Do you want to do one of these women?
Anyways, there's a moment I clipped out, or I didn't clip out, but...
we could have
he's
a riot
hugging
on
his
hands.
Friend, Greg, because he loves him and misses
you
him.
Told me
and,
you'd help.
And dad walks in, and he's just like this.
I think it's after this.
Yeah.
Why am I alive?
No. Anyways.
And I promised my brother you'd be there.
No, Greg, I'm sorry. Busy man here, okay? Next time, be on time.
Fine.
I don't know where it is. I wish we had these things downloaded so we can scroll through
them. I should have done that. Was my job.
No! No, Gregor, no!
Jesus.
No, don't go! Come back!
And now a commercial for Bounty.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where it happened. But
well, this is where, yeah, here he starts talking to his priest.
So now he's having this mental, so basically he feels like he is, he should have been in that car accident. He feels guilt, and he has this like existential crisis, which we can show that clip. Can we show that clip, which is what I sent you guys?
Oh, that's
the actual clip that I pulled. I did my work. Watch what happens here.
Why am I alive? Why am I alive?
Alex, we're going to hell.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And now from Lean Cuisine, Chicken Alfredo. Holy shit.
And there are times during it where he's like inhabiting like a little boy's body. Right? He's like, mommy, I'm gonna.
Well, then what happens? He has sort of like a Christmas Carol slash,
yeah, it's like,
you know, It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. That's just part two, where we show part two.
Who's this guy?
That's Gene Siskel from Siskel and Ebert.
No, that's his like, was he a monk? What the hell is he?
It's like a friar.
A friar or something.
Like a friar.
Some couldn't get the guy, priest, they got the friar.
He's like kind of talking
shit
out to him.
Is that Boulder talking to friar?
That's the dead guy. Yeah.
No, that's Skippy.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not the dead guy.
That's Skippy, friend, damn it. Yeah.
Aspects of the monastic life.
All right.
So part two, we got to go to another file that Vic just.
So part two becomes a full stage production. Like this is, they go into like the black, like dark
sort
set,
of black box theater,
black yeah. box theater, like local theater production. It's insane that this was on network television. Like, imagine getting home from work, put the kids to bed. What the hell is there to watch?
Well, this is a huge thing. He won all kinds of awards that
I looked it up because I just thought it was so, it must have been derided and goofed on and everything.
Yeah, it should.
But then I looked it up and it was like considered one of the best episodes of the show. And it was
because
I don't know. Look at this. Like, This is crazy.
And smarter.
I know. I mean,
good for them. Like, I mean, I don't care. I'm not.
They probably did it because it was such a departure that they were like, let's just, you know, make the viewer know that this is like.
We're doing something
extra
different.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Oh, real quick.
Germanic.
Alan Thicke wrote The Wheel of Fortune.
This is not
Facts
important.
Of Life, Different Strokes.
This is stuff. Who? This is not germane to the situation.
Did
here.
He write this?
Yes. I think so.
So I was right.
No, you just said you think so?
I think so.
But you don't have that information.
You didn't know about this.
Wait.
No.
Hold on.
It doesn't matter. I'm in the middle of talking about this weird surrealist play here.
He didn't write Family Ties.
No, I knew he didn't.
Okay.
I'm on the record, knowing that. But these windowsills, and there's his high school or his grade school teacher is in there, and then there's the shot of today. Who's this?
That's Brian today.
There. Oh, he I is. Thought that was
wait,
Captain
what's his
Carlin.
Name,
hey, wait, that's Captain Carlin.
That's Bonzo.
Yeah, it's Captain Carlin.
Wait, Captain Carlin, a little rough around the edges. What's his name?
Bonzo.
That is Matt.
He turned into Matt.
Are you saying this, folks? What is the? Put on your regular glasses. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
What's his name again? Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Bonzo turned into Matt.
That's Brian Bonzo. All right, let's stand by while Matt gets.
This is going to be.
Maybe
worse.
That's Matt's real
there
name.
He is.
That'd be funny if that turns out to be.
Side by side, that please.
That's crazy.
Look at that. We have found Brian Bonzo. He's been right under our noses this whole time.
What would we do, baby?
Imagine explaining to child actor Brian Bonzo the premise for that episode that we're watching now. Then there's a scene where he's playing catch with his dad. He's playing catch with his dad.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's
it's very weird.
It's
anyways, I'm not necessarily here to criticize because it was everything's like, you know, in the context of the time it came out and the.
Yeah.
There it is. It's just so funny
it's
and
like
weird.
MASH
that
used to get all.
What does that have to do
like
with
this.
Anything? Their TV revenues.
Everyone's
are
doing
15%.
A great job too. Like
ticket prices up.
He carries the show here. He's a huge star.
Michael Gross.
Yeah. Michael Gross. No, Michael J.
Yeah.
He's a massive star at this point too.
He's learning so many lines. Imagine all these like all the rehearsals for this. He's so intense.
And then here we are making fun of him.
No, I laud it. I think we should do this.
You were talking highly of it. Yeah.
No, I. It's not for me.
We should do a very special Office Hours episode, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
very
special.
But
very
this
special
is like,
episode.
Can we dim the lights and just keep this light on, and I'll do like a, you know.
Talk about your feelings.
And you're like my high school teacher or something like that. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. I woke up this morning. I had this feeling that I should be somebody different, be somebody better.
What's wrong with how you are now?
It's not good enough. All right. See you. Anyway, that's the Family Ties segment of our show. Maybe there are other sitcoms out there that did this sort of weird stuff. I don't know.
Special episode.
Well,
Mr. Belvedere definitely did.
MASH did. I don't think
Mr.
Belvedere got too serious.
No.
Let's take a quick break. I don't have diarrhea. I've never had to stop my show for sickness, like a sick emergency. I mean, in the history of the show.
I've run out of room.
Is his show longer? Are they longer?
I don't know. They're 2 hours, probably.
Yeah.
2-3 hours.
Probably, yeah.
Does he have a Vic Berger break video in the middle?
No, I don't think he does.
But
no.
Still.
But
my son always does. When my son's upset, he's always goes, but still. But still. I do have burps. I have gas. I do emit gas. But it's not something where I have to say, I've never done this on the show before. Never had to do this on the show before. This is a first. But I'm going to have to leave the show. Because I have explosive diarrhea. I went and made liquid brown fluids. It clogged up the toilet. And I'm going to have to go and vomit into my own diarrhea. Because of the hair pills that I take. So that's just, I want to get that on the record. I've never had to deal with that on this show. And I hope I never will. But
you've
I'm pretty confident that I won't.
Have you had to take the hair pills? You've never had to take
hair pills? No, not. What, are you kidding me? Huh. Come on, man. This is the good stuff. All right.
He's been taking those pills. You know, he started at age 19, so that's how he's.
I think he's gonna. He's got a big bush under there, and he's waiting to reveal. He's got a big
dreadlocks.
Like it's like a spring loaded.
Comes out looking like. Looks like Counting Crows when he pulls the hat off.
Adam Durst.
All right. We'll be back in five. Stick with us. We got a new game from Doug, right?
Guess the
What's
band.
What's this music going on underneath?
I don't know. Oh, is that me? Sorry, guys.
Of course it is.
I'm out of practice.
It kind
of
works,
2 weeks.
Though.
I know.
It kind of works.
I was trying to get like musical theater music going before, but
oh,
my computer's lagging.
We've got Doug's game, Guess the Band. And we got rock and romance cruise report.
Oh, that's pretty wonderful.
And your Zooms and hotline hothead experiences. Join patreon.com/officehourslive for more show. If you're watching us in the future, that's where you find the 2-hour show. And we'll be back in five. This is one of my favorite pieces of art of the new year, commissioned by me, edited by Vic Berger. It is. Thank Today's you. Make Me Laugh Break video.
Hello all, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, The Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehourslive right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down.